Welcome along to this week's Sunday Mail podcast, www.sundaymail.co.uk/podcast. I'm here now with Adrian O'Donnell, who's the chairman of Spinal Injury Scotland, and we just got the photos back from the big night in Aberdeen, the fundraiser. Firstly, how much money did you make?
£40,000, Alison. That was fantastic, and a lot more than we expected to make.
Yeah, it was a great night, and of course, Her Royal Highness Princess Anne was there. I know you've obviously worked obviously with spinal injuries for a while, and thus with HRH, and she's, well, she obviously knows you rather well.
She's very good. She's really... real professional.
Why are you blushing?
I'm not blushing at all. You should be blushing with that photograph you have of it.
Yeah, okay. Well, you can spill the beans if you must. I was being quite cool, I thought.
Cool isn't a word that would come springing to mind with that, but really it was a lot of fun. Princess Anne has done terrifically well for Spinal Injury Scotland and represents people with spinal cord injuries throughout the UK.
No, she was great. I thought she spoke really well, and you know, she clearly has a good sense of humour as well, which is nice, because you see these people so much on TV and portrayed in magazines. It's nice to see the human side of you know, a member of the royal family.
She's really laid back, and in fact, everybody that gets their photograph, even the staunchest Republicans that I know that I've met, they get their photographs taken and they have these great big beaming faces. I can think of someone that had a great big beaming face as well when they were introduced to
them. Well, I thought I was being really cool, but apparently not.
No, I wouldn't have. No, as I say, I wouldn't. That's not the word that I would use. But I'm not going to embarrass you any further.
Well, you already have. I mean, I think it would be fair to say you could have fried an egg in my face. I was beaming like a 12-year-old child who just met Santa.
Well, it made you drink an awful lot later on in the evening too, I have to say.
That was dehydration and excitement.
Yeah, absolutely.
You didn't touch a drop though?
No, I now only have a glass of sherry at Christmas, to be quite honest.
And a bucket the rest of the year. So anyway, when's the next event for Spinal Injury Scotland?
Well, we've got a big event in Glasgow. It's called the Winter Dinner Dance. It's sponsored by Digby Browns, and it's on this Friday the 2nd of November at the Thistle Hotel.
And I believe you've got a fabulous host lined up.
Oh, she's great. I can't remember her name actually, but
Beaming Face 12.
Absolutely, and she's really cheap for a night out as well, apparently. I couldn't believe it. We're up in Ardo House, a 5-star hotel, and she's sitting drinking bottles of beer, you know, and I thought everybody else is on the champagne and the cocktails. I thought, no wonder her husband couldn't he wait to get the ring on her finger, because she was probably a cheap night out.
Still am, thanks, Adrian. I'll see you in court. Have you got a good lawyer?
Yeah, Digby Browns, actually.
Excellent. Right, well, I'll be in touch. Cheers.
Bye.
This is the end of the podcast for this week. I do hope you'll join me again next week. Same place, same time. www.sundaymail.co.uk/podcasts.